Welcome to the teaching ministry of pastor, teacher, and healing evangelist, Billy Burke. We're glad you're with us today as our pastor shares another powerful word that we trust will bring strength, encouragement, and healing in your life. Now, here's Pastor Billy.
I want to talk to you today about when the Holy Spirit merges both the natural and the supernatural in your life and begins to manifest the dynamics of God in you and through you. God wants to do supernatural things from the time you're born to the time you meet Him in the air. He is a God of the supernatural, but He's also a God that functions in the natural. Does God want to do supernatural things for you? Yes. Does God want to do supernatural things all of your life for you and through you? A million times, yes. But what God does not want to do, is God does not want to do supernatural things in your life because of you not doing the due diligence in your life. In other words, there is principles and laws of God that He is causing us to see, to hear, to understand, to walk in His laws and His principles. And when we walk in those laws and when we walk in those principles with consistencies, then we won't need that supernatural help as much as we normally would. Now, will we need it? Yes, yes, a million times yes. The whole way through life, we're going to need supernatural intervention from our God. But what God wants to see is us assuming a level of responsibility that is so amazing to Him that when He does perform the supernatural, it's not because we don't have things all lined up, it's because we do have things all in order. There's a scripture in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 13, and it says this: when you've done everything, make a stand. After you've done all. So many people today, when they're reaching out for healing, for money, for a breakthrough, for a restoration, they want God to step into their life and perform a supernatural happening. And yes, He does do that. But what accelerates the process is whenever God sees that you and I have exhausted every effort, every avenue to help ourselves, with every means available within the context of God's work. Whether it's in healing or in money or in relationships or in business, God wants us to do our due diligence. He wants us to play our part. There's a story in 1 Kings 17 that illustrates this so well. And for time's sake, we're not going to read the whole story. But this is the story when Elijah went to the brook. He had prophesied to Ahab and he had told Ahab that there was going to be a great dearth and a great famine in the land. There'd be no food, no water. And it was because of the judgment that Jezebel, his wife, brought on to the kingdom. Well, whenever that happened, God then took Elijah out in the far remote part of the desert by a brook called Cherith. And there he occupied that brook for a season, a time and a season. We're not sure of the exact number of days. And he had to be hid there because Jezebel had put a contract out on his life that she would kill him the moment that she saw him. But God wanted to preserve him. God wanted to sustain him. So He took him out in the middle of nowhere where there were no restaurants. There were no coffee shops. There were no grocery stores. There was no marketplace. And what God did twice a day, He sent ravens. Now, a raven is a scavenger bird, a bird that would not share its food with anybody. But the ravens would show up two times a day and drop fresh meat from the sky down to Elijah. And Elijah would eat this meat, which was protein, and that protein would sustain him. Amazing, amazing that God would take a man, take him out in the middle of nowhere, and send birds twice a day, like clockwork, to drop fresh meat to sustain his physical body. That is supernatural. Supernatural that the birds would do it in that kind of routine. Miracle that it would be a scavenger bird that would do that, which they won't share their food with anybody. And a miracle that it was twice a day. And it's just amazing that God would command His creation and His creatures to do that? What a supernatural event would take place. Imagine if this happened to you, and you were out stuck in the middle of nowhere, and every day, two times a day, birds would come and drop food to you. You surely would say, this is a miracle from God. But at the same time, he was camped by a brook, a regular natural brook, nothing supernatural about it. You know, it was a brook, it was a spring, there was real H2O, real water. And so he would receive the supernatural food from the birds, but then he would drink of the natural water of the brook. It's a beautiful, beautiful illustration. There's many of them, but this one is so beautiful and so simple to understand, where God merges both the natural water, and the supernatural, where these birds dropped food twice a day for a time and a season. It's very powerful to see that for everything in the natural, that God has a counterpart in the supernatural. You know, there's natural health. We know what it is to be healthy. And we know what it is to be, you know, in the place of strong, healthy and strong. If someone says he's physically healthy, he's physically strong, we have an idea what that means. But the Bible talks about supernatural health. The Bible talks about supernatural strength. Strength beyond your chemistry, strength beyond your muscle, strength beyond, you know, your physical attributes. And the Bible talks about supernatural health, where health means that it's supernatural in the sense that, you know, God has touched your body and beyond medication, you know, beyond any age, beyond any current activity you're involved in, that God has given you supernatural health, quality and quantity. There's natural money. You go work for money, you know, and you make a paycheck, you get paid for labor, you know, natural money. You hold it in your hand, you spend it, you receive it. But the Bible talks about supernatural money, money that you didn't work for, but money that comes to you by way of God supernaturally, supernatural increase. There's natural knowledge. Knowledge that you study for, knowledge that you have read up on, knowledge that you went to school for, knowledge that you learned through experience with at work or on a vacation or in a business relationship, natural knowledge being handed down to you. But there's also supernatural information whereby God can communicate out of his holy heaven and drop something in your spirit that you never heard, never read, never been a part of. Supernatural knowledge. There's natural abilities. People that are born with natural talent, natural abilities. You know, they just know how to do carpentry work. They just know how to work on automobiles. They just know how to sell a certain product. They just know how to sing a certain song. But then there are supernatural abilities. There are abilities that people never ever dreamed, never even had an interest or desire, but they all of a sudden were endowed by God with talent, with anointing, with ability that came out of nowhere. And it can come at any time, at any age. There's natural favor, you know, whenever you're nice, whenever you're courteous, whenever you have manners, whenever you're serving, whenever you're diligent, you know, then you are rewarded in the workplace, in the family place with favor. But there's also a favor from God that comes strictly from him that is supernatural. So for everything in the natural, there is something in the supernatural that counterparts that. Well, God wants you to have both. He wants you to have the favor and the strength and the health and the money and the knowledge of the natural, but he also wants to endow you with information and health and strength and wisdom and money that you didn't work, earn for, or anything like that. It's amazing merging both the natural and the supernatural. Well, how do we make sense out of all this? Well, there's a verse in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, and verse number 46, and it sets the tone for what I want to talk to you about. And the Bible says that there is a clear order from heaven and how God wants this all to work. There is a protocol, and that protocol is that God wants it to first be first in the natural, then the supernatural. God said that's one of my laws in the earth, first in the natural, then in the supernatural. In other words, do everything you can in the natural, and then expect me to come into that natural part that you have done, that you've accomplished, that you've completed, and let me come in and bless that natural, turning it into supernatural. The Bible says we're born of water first, then we're born of the Spirit. Born of water means that natural birth in your mother's womb. We're born naturally, then we're born again of the Spirit. First the natural. The Bible says they filled the water pots with water. Very natural. But then he turned it to wine. Supernatural. The Bible says you sow a natural seed of money, and then you reap a supernatural harvest. First the natural, then the supernatural. The Bible says that you take communion. You hold a cup and you take bread, a juice and bread, naturally. And then the Bible says that you receive forgiveness and healing and supernatural strength. The Bible says they went into a physical room called the upper room, and they held physical hands and they prayed physical prayers. And then the Bible says, supernatural, a wind came from heaven. The Bible says in the Old Testament, God told them to dig ditches, and they dug ditches. And then water, natural water, filled the ditches. They dug natural ditches, natural water filled the ditches, and then God caused the sunlight to bounce off the water and blind the enemy. Supernatural intervention. Scripture after scripture and story after story, it's about the merging of natural and supernatural. It's a merging of what? The order of first the natural. That's what Corinthians says, first the natural. And sometimes what a lot of us want to do is we just don't want to get into any kind of rhythm or habit or due diligence. We just want God to bail us out all the time of health issues, money issues, family issues, job issues. And so what happens is that God can't reward us. It becomes a lifetime of rescuing us. You know, and God loves us enough. His mercies are new every morning. But you don't want to live your whole life on the fringe of having mercy miracles all your life. You want to live in the depth of having faith miracles all your life. And mercy miracles comes because, you know, you're not doing what you know to do or could do. So God has to rescue you all the time because there's not a positive flow in your life. Now, does he mind doing that? He's our Father. He's a good God. He's amazing. But he'd rather reward you and he'd rather bless you because you have filled all the water pots, because you have done everything you can in the natural. And when God feels and deems that you've done everything that you can in the natural, then you become a candidate, a recipient. You're postured. You're in position for heaven to speak, for heaven to open, for glory to fall, and for something to happen with such speed and acceleration that it surprises you, not even the content of it, but the timing of it. And that's what God's heart is in this earth today and in the church today and in the world today. For example, if you take the element of health today, how many health issues, and you're talking, I mean, you're listening to a man who was healed of terminal brain cancer in that great Catherine Kuhlman service many years ago. And we see miracles all over the crusades that we do. But there's many people that come and leave, and seemingly they're the same, and they don't understand faith, and they don't understand this and that, and they don't even give a flip about why they even got in the situation that they're in. All they know is they want out. They want out of that money pit. They want out of that health pit. They want out of that relationship pit. They want out of that fear pit. All they're interested in is rescue me, get me out, get me on the right path. And usually what happens is they're just right back in that same pit a month, 2 months, a year down the road. Why? Because they never began to practice principle and laws of God that can minimize. I don't know that we ever escape having warfare, opposition, and attack. Don't misunderstand me. But we can minimize the number of stops and breakdowns. We can greatly minimize because we carry the word of faith in our heart, because we have healing words and praise on our tongue, because we're practicing natural things that the Bible's very clear about that can help preserve us and cause us to live out our days in prosperity, in health, you know, in a way that is pleasing to the Lord and to the people around us that love us the most. But just take your health issues. There are natural laws that really help us stay healthy. Just the law of nutrition. the law of sanitation, the law of rest, the law of exercise. I mean, these are four major laws that God Himself has put into the earth, because the earth is a fallen world. There's germs and virus and bacteria out there just waiting to opportunistically invade your system, whether it's through somebody else or through the airstream or through the massive transportation, through, you know, just an infection that's going. No matter how that happens, the enemy wants to use that germ and virus and bacteria that is out there in this earth. It's in every state, it's in every country, and it's after people that don't have any awareness that they can have a full-time guard minimizing that kind of an attack. So therefore, we have sickly people, we have people that are just habitually weak, we have people that are just waiting with a death sentence to check out, and they haven't even lived or fulfilled the destiny of their life. And what God wants is, God wants you and I to say, whoa, wait a minute, I just don't want to have to get miracles all the time. I need to practice better nutrition. You know, I need to really, what's the Bible say? That God will satisfy our mouth with good things. And today, you and I both know that there are things out there in the marketplaces, in the restaurants. It's all about getting your money. They don't care about what that stuff does to your organs, your blood, your tissue, how it breaks down your cell, your structure. Everything has high sodium, everything has excess sugar, everything has MSG and excessive grease, and it's fried this and fried that. And it's all about, you know, hitting you. And people today are addicted to wrong things that they put in their mouth. And a lot of these things have been proven to what clog the arteries, build the cholesterol, create plaque within the interior walls of the arteries. A lot of these things have been causing problems with the kidneys and with the pancreas. There's a rise in pancreatic cancer today. And so many of these things are so diet related. It's because the FDA does not care. It's because the restaurants do not care. It's because that these laws of nutrition are being extremely violated today. Now, some of it's because we don't know. But really, in the earth today, there's a progressive revelation of how we need to stay hydrated. You know, the revelation of the balance of carbohydrates and proteins and fats and cholesterol numbers. More today than ever before, information is available. But today, people just choose to what? To just go by what they feel, what they like, what their taste buds tell them to. And they just have this fatalistic attitude that, you know, either nothing can happen to me or you know, I'll just pray over it. Or, well, yeah, God wants you to pray over it, you know, but God also wants you to be informed and to move with the knowledge that you have if something is harmful for you. And so these laws of nutrition is very, very powerful, that God wants us to begin to honor them. Laws of sanitation. Just the practicing of washing, you know, washing food that you eat, washing your hands before you eat. Just, you know, all of these various applications of sanitation that can prevent, you know, the spread of germ and virus and disease, the laws of rest. Even God Himself had to rest on the seventh day. And today people are just pushing themselves beyond measure. I mean, it's two jobs, three jobs. It's come and leave when it's dark, come home when it's dark, and, you know, and passing people in the middle of the night, family and children, and working, and there's no rest. People aren't sleeping. They're taking a pill to have to sleep and a pill to wake up. So there's a lot of sleep deprivation. Sleeping is the number one cure for your immune system. No drink, no drug, no pill. Sleep. Sleep is the number one activity, listen to me, that can energize and rebuild your whole immune system that God intended to fight off a lot of the stuff that attacks you. Exercise, you know, bodily exercise, you know, I mean, God has intended us where the Christian life is compared to that of a race where we run for mastery. It's not a sprint, it's a marathon. And, you know, but here again, our bodies need to be exercised, you know, irregardless of what age, you know. At a younger age, there's more drastic measures, of course, someone can take. But the older you get, that doesn't excuse anybody. You know, you can walk, you know, you can move your arms, you know, you can get into the water, you can join a gym, you can hire a trainer, you can follow someone on television. You know, there's something we can do, but see, our lives get tied up. We get so full of, you know, activity that is destructive, you know, where we, you know, find ourselves being pulled away every day. And if we just don't have time, we don't have time to, well, guess what God wants? God wants you to do everything and then make a stand. He wants you to do everything in the natural possible so that when you're calling on Him for the supernatural. Now, if you have no knowledge of this, then that's a different story, you know. But there gets to the point whenever you are an informed person and you just refuse to make any changes, you know, any changes with nutrition, any changes with sanitation, with rest, with exercise. We've got to get out of that ho-hum, well, I've got to start exercising more, but never do. Well, I've got to get more rest, but never do. Oh, I'll tell you what, I've got to start eating better stuff. This stuff I'm eating is no good for me, and never do. So essence, what we do is we become informed, but we don't take it to the next level where we begin to try and make that a practical implementation into our lives. Because your body, everybody's body is crying out for the food, for that food that strengthens you. And when God sees you taking that kind of an initiative, it just wants Him to crown you with blessing and reward because you are taking a measure that's very difficult to take. Same with money. I mean, who doesn't need more money, you know? So we pray, oh God, give me money, and we believe in sowing seed and reaping a harvest, and we want a hundredfold return. But what happens is that we begin to neglect the natural part, and that is what? We got to work. You know, God wants you to labor to enter rest. God wants you to have to be responsible at your job. God wants you to practically and physically give out of what you have, not out of what you don't have. You don't have to wait till you have a lot of money to give some money. Some is better than none. Practicing giving money on a regular, consistent basis with the money you have. The Bible says we're to give of the first fruit of all of our increase. That means a garage sale. That means if you sell a car. That means if you get a bonus. Any kind of an increase, and God expects you to what? Share some of that with kingdom living, with kingdom work. That's the way God expects. God expects you to take your money and not just give to the kingdom, but also invest, okay? Also find out where you can put a little bit here with compound interest. You know, there's so many ways you can find, just where you can give a few dollars a month that can provide health coverage, whole life insurance for your children or your grandchildren, an IRA. There's ways that you can just begin to invest in the natural system, and God wants you to what? Benefit from the natural system. Not just from the kingdom, but from every avenue that's available to you. It's just amazing how God wants us to be a steward, you know, a manager, and not wasteful. But, you know, today there's so many people that have made multiplied millions and they have nothing because they were poor stewards. The secret to money is becoming a money manager. But here again, so many people today just want to, I want miracle money. God has a plan for me. God has a harvest for me. I'm sowing here and sowing there. That is good. That is good. But not at the expense of what? First in the natural. I'm working. I'm giving. I'm investing. I'm being a good steward. I'm being frugal. I'm managing my money and stretching it and making it work the best that I can. See, all of this has to do with what? Taking responsibility. That's all God wants. God says, when you have done everything, stand. Oh my, do you hear what I'm saying to you today? When you've done everything. And that's relevant because some people may know what to do more than other people. But God wants us to be responsible. He doesn't want you to put your life in somebody else's hands. He doesn't want you just, you know, going through life with fate. Well, you know what? Or thinking nothing can happen to me. I can't get cancer. I can't get this. Nothing will ever happen to me. Or living by your gene pool. Well, my dad lived to be 90. My mother lived to be 85. I got good genes. I got good blood. So many people today just live in this flimsy, fragile, weak system. And they get hit. They don't know what hit them. And all of a sudden, I need a miracle. I need a miracle. And like I said, God does do miracles. You're looking at one, listening to one, and I see them and release them. But I often wonder, as we reach and touch millions of people every year, there's so many that don't receive. And I'm beginning to believe it's because that somewhere in their life, something is out of order. That there's been no application of getting things lined up, getting things in order naturally. There's been no attempt to change nutrition after they've been told about it. No attempt to practice better sanitation. No attempt to get more rest. No attempt to, on and on and on. No attempt to work on a regular basis. No attempt to give and tithe and give offerings on a regular basis. No attempt to be better manager. All of a sudden, you have people sitting back getting hit hard. And they're angry and they're mad, and that's all they know. All they know is they want money. All they know is they want to be strong. All they know is, I don't want this to be going on. Well, I understand that, and God understands that. But you have to understand something. God is God, and you are you, and I am me, and we're not in charge. He is. He has set this in a place where He said, it's my creation. You're my new creation, and here's the laws of the kingdom. There's keys, there's information, there's subjects, there's a domain, and this is how you conquer the kingdom. This is how you make it work. And that's what we have to make a decision, not just to be born again to go to heaven. It's not just about a gate pass to heaven, because you're not in heaven yet. It's about overcoming obstacles here on the earth while it's yet still in an unsaved, unredeemed state. And a major part of that is, how do I stay healthy? How do I prosper? How do I stay, qualified to do all the bidding that God wants me to do for Him? How do you do that? Well, then you have to say, I'm going to take responsibility for my health. That's it. I am not going to depend upon the FDA. I'm not going to depend upon the gene pool. I'm not going to depend upon wishful thinking. I'm going to take charge over my body because I want to be here as long as I can be here. I've got to place a value on my health. You only get one body per lifetime. You only get one earth suit per lifetime. And that means that, you want to not just be here, but you want to feel good. Who wants to just live out your days miserable? You want to be here long and you want to feel good. It's called long and strong. You want to be able to do more physically than what you're able to do right now. Excuse me. You want to be able to be there for children, grandchildren. You want to be able to say, look what the Lord has done. And it's very, very important that you understand that if some responsibility isn't taken and you just keep going with the form of life that you're in, then you could be opening up the door for the devil to have a field day with you. And then all of a sudden, here you are again. Oh, God, I need a miracle. Well, God's in the miracle business, but God's also in the living by His laws and by His principles business. So it's a balance. Remember, the birds came and dropped the meat, but also that natural river was flowing. And that's what I'm trying to bring across to you today in this teaching. Yes, He's a miracle-working God. Yes, He's on your side. And yes, He'll perform miracles for you. But He also wants you and me and His children to begin to understand that He has laws in motion that will cause us to walk on the high places of the earth. And it's going to minimize some of the miracles that we're going to need, because what happens when you function in the principles and the laws of God, He just rewards you on an incremental basis. And as you function in the world, like getting up in the morning, there's a habit there. How many habits do people have that aren't good? You get up, you get coffee, you go get a newspaper, maybe you feed the dog. Nothing bad about any of those. But how about if you get up in the morning and you declare healing scriptures over your body? How about if you get up in the morning, get a cup of coffee, and then just say, Lord, I forgive everybody that I've ever hurt. How about if you get up in the morning, maybe once a week or once every 2 weeks, and you take a cup of coffee and then maybe just say, Lord, good morning, Holy Spirit. I thank you for being with me today. And then you take communion and you drink the blood and break and eat the broken bread. And I'm talking about building habits. I'm talking about going throughout the course of the day where you say, my body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, and I will glorify God in my body and in my spirit. where you say, Lord, I present my bodies, Romans 12, as a living sacrifice to you, Master, for your service and for your handiwork. You know, where you begin to take ownership that this temple is serious, you know, because whenever that spirit leaves, whenever that body dies, that spirit departs, you're gone. And God don't want you to be gone, and God don't want you to be here and be weak and needing, you know, not having any strength, not having any motivation. And all of a sudden, you're on the sidelines, and you're just basically a reflection of what you could be. Because we're not balancing what natural and super. I don't want you waiting on a train that isn't coming. I don't want you waiting on a miracle that God's waiting on you to do more in the natural so he can do more in the supernatural. And sometimes it's hard for a preacher to tell you that at the altar because there's a lot of people there and nobody wants to embarrass anybody. But I'll tell you a truth. If you go through these scriptures, you'll see first he held out a natural stick and then the supernatural waters parted. First, she poured a natural pot of oil, and then supernatural multiplication took place. First, he took the little boy, gave his lunch, natural, then supernatural multiplication took place. I'm telling you, first the natural, then the supernatural. So in no way am I saying that God isn't going to do miracles for you. So please, as you're listening to this, all I'm saying is you can increase the number of miracles that God will do for you because you now are beginning to get some of the natural things in place. Don't minimize them. Don't minimize taking vitamins. Don't minimize getting extra sleep. Don't minimize getting regular checkups. Don't minimize things like that and just say, well, I'm just trusting God. That's great, you're trusting God, but don't roll out the brook. There was a brook in this story, and there was supernatural food supply through the birds in this story. Neither one of those was what was exempt from the other. They worked as a team. They worked as a synergy. They worked to come together to sustain the man of God. And God wants to bring the brook into your life, the natural things that will keep you and strengthen you. And God wants to bring the supernatural things into your life. When you find out, now if you don't know anything, then you can't function in it. But once you find out that nail polish has lead in it, once you find out that certain plates that we eat off of have lead in them, once you find out there's certain components in a certain salad dressing that you like to eat, once you find out the level of cholesterol that's in a certain food that you like to ingest, you know, once you find things out, now you've got to assume responsibility. You know, you say, yeah, but what if I'm used to it? What if I'm addicted to it? Break the power. Put a value on who you are. How long do you want to be here? How good do you want to feel? You know, how much do you want to say, Lord, I value what you've created. I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. You got me here. You made me. But now it's my job to be a steward of my health and a steward of my body. And when you begin to take value of what God took value in creating, now you get on the same page with God. And now God says, wow, they're honoring what I made. They're valuing what I created. And when God sees you begin to value what he values, working, saving, investing, tithes and offerings, when God sees you're honoring what he honors and value what he values, now you have all of heaven backing you up and moving you into a place, into a position where supernatural becomes part of a lifestyle. Not just certain events through your life, but as a lifestyle. Where as you move down the road of life, it's something you can begin to be an example to children and grandchildren or to people that are watching you in your neighborhood, your church, your workplace, your school place. And they begin to wonder, how does that person function like that? And yes, they can. It's the supernatural hand of God. But what is supernatural is that the birds and the brook are working together. God is blessing your efforts. God is blessing your endeavors. Oh, this is so powerful. I just pray for so many people today. They're all spiritual or they're all natural. You know, all they do today is, you know, they take vitamins, they take medicine, they exercise, you know, they take care of their bodies. That's all they do. They don't pray. They don't read scripture. You know, they don't take communion. They don't call on God. It's just all natural. Then you got people that's all spiritual, you know, and all they do is pray, read, you know, go to church, sing songs, call on God, but they don't take care of the temple. and whenever. This is a beautiful illustration of both the natural and the supernatural working together. And the first is what? The natural. Taking care of the natural. That's all God expected the servants to do, was what? Fill the water pots with water. They didn't know how to do a miracle turning water into wine. You know, especially when there's no grapes anywhere to be found. No grapes. There was no grapes. There was no grapes. So they did all they could do, which was what? Put water in six water pots. Number six meaning the completion of man. They did what they could do in the natural. And then once you do what you can do in the natural, then you can step back and what happens? Expectancy is born in your heart. Now you can begin to expect, I did all I can do, and now I can believe that God's going to step in and do something. Today, there's so many people that do not have any expectancy. Why? Because God doesn't give it. Why? Because they haven't done all that they can do in the natural. I pray this has been a blessing to you today in lieu of this wonderful, wonderful information that we're putting into your hands about God doing the impossible, the supernatural. Give Him today something to work with. Seek Him today as to what you could do. You know, let no man put bondage on you or restrictions on you or things on you that, you know, you're not ready for. But at the same time, open up your heart today. Say, Holy Spirit, as I listen to this teaching, what is it that I could possibly do in the natural to help the situation with my health, with my money supply, with my marriage, with my parenting, you know, with my ministry? What can I do in the natural so that I'm not over here just expecting a harvest to come where there's been no seed planted, where there's been nothing natural? Or maybe you've done something in the natural, but you haven't done all. Remember what Ephesians 6:13 says, when you have done all. So maybe you have taken some measures, but maybe not the complete form. Go back to God. God, I've done it. Is there something I'm missing here with my health? Should I be juicing? Should I be, maybe going to a doctor visit more periodically? Should I be drinking more water? You know, should I be drinking less this or eating less that? You know, should I be exercising a little more? What can I do? What, oh God, I want to get in position to live longer and stronger so that I may glorify You, finish the mission You have, be a blessing to my family and a testimony even to those that don't know You that are watching me from a distance. Oh God, I thank You today. Be open, my friend. My partner, be open today that you would be an open book read of all men, because your God has not just one miracle or two miracles. He has a lifetime and a lifestyle of supernatural health and provision. I tell the people everywhere that I go, there's a raven in my sky, there's a ram in my bush, and there's a fish under my boat with the coin in its mouth. That's our God. I bless you today. I pray this has been beneficial to you. And search this scripture in 1 Corinthians 15, I believe it's verse 46. First the natural, then the spiritual, or then the supernatural. And then look at the pattern through the scriptures, and what you will see is that God always honored something supernaturally after something natural was taken action or given. Father, bless the people today. Quicken inside their minds and in their hearts today any other course of activity they could take that would be a natural step for a supernatural result. I thank You, Master, for revelation hitting their hearts and minds today. In Jesus' name, amen.
For more information about this and other teachings by Pastor Billy, please call 1-888, the number 7, and the word HEALED. Or in the Tampa area, call 813-287-2116. The mailing address is Billy Burke, World Outreach Ministries, P.O. Box 25441, Tampa, Florida 33622. That's Billy Burke, World Outreach Ministries, P.O. Box 25441, Tampa, Florida 33622. Or you can look us up on the web at www.billyburke.org.